This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Projected President-elect Joe Biden calls for more stimulus spending to help the United States recover from the coronavirus pandemic. And also, with the virus surge limiting from coast to coast, governors are again ordering businesses closed and gatherings limited because of a record-shattering resurgence of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The COVID tracking project says there's a record-breaking nearly 70,000 Americans in hospitals with COVID-19, with more than 1,100 people dying every day. New Mexico's governor issued a stay-at-home order. Only grocery stores and pharmacies can be open. Philadelphia's health commissioner says indoor events are banned.
No visiting between households. No indoor weddings, funerals, baby showers.
Libraries and museums will close Friday. California's Governor Gavin Newsom's closing many non-essential businesses because of the spread.
Every age group, every demographic.
As for Thanksgiving dinner, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
As small as possible, because we know that indoor gatherings in homes are particularly dangerous.
The fear is that healthcare facilities will be overwhelmed with new cases and people will die because they won't be able to receive treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization said Monday the challenge of the coronavirus was not a choice between life and livelihoods, but that they were both part of the same fight. It also said that there was no time for complacency in confronting the coronavirus, despite positive news about possible vaccines. Monday's briefing came hours after Moderna, Inc. said that its experimental vaccine is 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from a late-stage trial, and becoming the second U.S. drug maker to report results that far exceed expectations.